A 27-year-old pedestrian was killed on the A1 near Zenningerberg yesterday evening after being struck by a car around 6 p.m. Police are investigating the cause of the accident and an autopsy has been ordered. Seven people were hospitalised with carbon monoxide poisoning after a cellar fire on Dijkstraat in Esch late last night. Emergency services and four ambulances responded to the incident. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has taken legal action over a satirical Instagram post that altered his appearance and mocked his Middle East stance. In other news, the US government shutdown is now threatening air travel. Up to 10% of flights at 40 major airports could be cancelled if air traffic controllers are not paid. A German court has sentenced a palliative care nurse to life in prison for murdering 10 patients and attempting to kill 27 others with lethal injections. And a 35-year-old man has rammed his car into pedestrians and cyclists on the French island of Oloron, wounding 10 people, four of them seriously. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a rather sunny day overall with a few clouds at lunchtime. The temperature starts off chilly at around 3 to 4 degrees, rising to highs of 14 degrees by the early afternoon.